You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was some Sylvia Platter's brand new record from them. Well, new enough from the summer anyways. Thanks so much for tuning in. Live from Thunderbird Radio held on CITR 101.9 FM. For those who are tuning in for a live performance, it's happening right now. We are very glad and excited to have on the show right now, performing live in our studio, Loans.
We're Loans.
So long, about a thousand years.
sleep still, it's a natural act.
British Columbia, Canada, 3,000 feet beneath the Earth's surface in radio hell.
We'll be right back.
sorry. This is a new little tune called Diamonds. One, two, three. all clapping out there. Our tens and thousands of millions of fans. And we thank you every day. New, 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 new. One, two, three, four. I'm on fire. Good desire. Shake my hands. Take this plan. It's okay if you're right.
Well, you find the strength.
World, We Are Loans.
That was Loans live on CITR. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. In, let's say, a couple minutes' time, we're going to have the band live in studio to chat and discuss the lives and whatever it's happening with the band and coming. What are they going to do for Halloween? Who knows? You'll find out very shortly. Stick around on CITR 101.9 FM. Until then, some music to tie you up.
A cold and empty vision crystallized. A cold and empty vision filled.
comes walking up, he don't waste time. You know he's gonna talk you up, politics ain't crime. He's drowning in his own sludge, it's late on thick. Always so condescending and pedantic. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Philosophy degree, yeah, always talking down. The highest pedigree, yeah, a fucking clown. A true radical, yeah, so take a seat. Cause he's on sabbatical, yeah, from eating meat. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Heard some amazing songs, amazing sets of songs from 80 Smith. But now, in studio with us, we have the band you just heard live in a studio for the past 25 minutes or so, Lones from Abbotsford. Welcome.
Hello. Thank
you. Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in all the way directly straight from Abbotsford. Fantastic set. Can you maybe quickly introduce yourself on the radio so people can figure out whose voice is what? They probably won't, but you know.
Yeah, they probably won't. I'm Alex. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Corey. I do the same.
My name's Nitzia, and I play the bass.
My name's Nicholas, and I play the drums.
Perfect. And you are Lones. So let's just talk about the trip out here from... from you. So do you all live in Abbotsford?
Yeah, or in Abbotsford.
I live in Mission.
Yeah, that's even, so is that closer for?
I don't know. If I have to pick these guys up, it's further.
Yeah, and how was the drive? It's okay.
It was good.
No craziness.
I know what you're getting.
I've heard some stories.
I'm trying to be sly, but thing is, it's a long drive. One member, shall be unnamed, had to take a pee.
That's nature calls. That's what. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we were about 5 minutes away, according to Google, but I couldn't. Or wait, I mean, not me.
The 5 minutes away from UBC.
The proverbial eye couldn't hold it, so we pulled over, and you know, the closest place we could find was a park. I, the proverbial I, got out. Hey, whoa. I don't need to go into too much detail here. Went out and did my thing, got back in the truck, and as I was walking back in the truck, some lady, you know, she comes out with her phone. She says,
I'm putting you on the news.
How dare you?
Oh.
How dare you? I'm putting you on the news. and I say, I'm sorry, I had to do it. I had to do it to him. And she gave me something to think about. I mean, she did say, I'm a woman, and if I had to take a pee, then I wouldn't be able to do that. And I said, that's honestly, I'm going to think about that. And then I lost my vape, so...
Yeah, so the lesson of the story is don't. Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
But. I don't think there's a lesson on this one.
Yeah, it is practically a tour story. It's almost like there's a better tour story than some people when they actually go on tour. But going to the band, I know you, Alex, forever, basically.
It's been a while.
But this band, Loans, I'm not. It's been a band for quite a few years, but I'm not super familiar with how the story. Like, how did this band come about, and what is the history?
We have been a band for quite a long time.
We started playing for, I think we've been playing for a while, and then Alex eventually joined in. Oh shit! And then Alex started doing vocals. And we had a different bass player for a couple of years, and then eventually Alex switched to guitar, and we all started writing songs together. And yeah,
the reason you haven't probably heard much about it is we like to kind of just hang out in the carport,
and crush cans and just chill.
Yeah.
And the carport is like a famous venue from Abbotsford. Or, well, I've heard of it, and going to Abbotsford maybe once every 3 years, and I've heard of it.
Oh, you
so
gotta
it's something.
Get out there more. Yeah,
yes. Multiple carports.
Not to confuse the issue, there's multiple carports in Abbotsford. We're not talking about Carport Manor.
Oh, okay.
That is the famous, legendary.
Is that still around?
We don't know, actually. Does anyone know?
I think it's still, like, they haven't done the shows since before the pandemic.
Right.
So.
Yeah, there has not been any post-restriction shows there yet. But hopefully it does exist still. I'm not sure. But, no, we're talking about Nick and Corey's carport.
Yeah.
Where we practice. So.
And how does, so it's actually, like, no walls in garage. Like, it's.
Well, they put up some walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we can, like, chain smoke cigarettes and drink beers.
And no complaints, like noise complaints?
No, you just see the neighbors. Yeah. Nah, no one's complaining.
Yeah. We're smack dab between two grow-ups, so it's great.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Well, they welcome the music.
Good guys.
Yeah.
And so when did you join, Alex? So you think like five?
I mean, honestly, it's been so long now. Like we have been a band for quite a while. Like... I mean,
are we talking about like decade long or
not quite,
six or seven years?
Yeah, you know, like it started with like Corey was saying, like these guys were jamming, and back then I wasn't super tight with these guys. They were kind of what I call mission skids.
We didn't like him.
They didn't like me, and I didn't like them. And they kind of played more kind of post hardcore kind of influenced music, and I played more of that indie rock kind of thing. But as I, you know, became more friendly with them, and I heard they were like making these demos and didn't have any vocals for them, and I was like, this would be a fun thing to try, just to try and just be a vocalist in a band and not have to like worry about writing all the songs and whatever. And that's just kind of how it started. It's kind of just like something different. And then over that time, it's just kind of evolved very slowly and gone through a bunch of different iterations. But it does kind of feel like only in the last couple of years does it feel like it's kind of honed into kind of what Loans is now. Like once Nitzia joined the band and I picked up a guitar and stopped just being a front person and got more involved in the songwriting, and it became a much more kind of collaborative process. So even though we've been a band for 5 or 6 or 7 or God knows how long years, it really only kind of feels like since we, you know, the album we put out last year was our debut album, and it kind of feels like the actual starting point of the band, I guess, you know, even though we've been playing together for a while.
Yeah. And how different musically do you think, here going back at maybe listening to some of these? It's completely
quite different. If you listen to the very first EP, it sounds nothing like that indie rock stuff you just heard.
Yeah.
It's quite... heavier. I don't know. Yeah, it's just very different and a little more. Yeah, way less pop oriented in any
way. Pretty party. Lots of, like, not party, but like lots of parts.
Yeah, like
a lot of crammed into a short.
Yeah, time. Like much more kind of progressive. I don't know if progressive is the right word, but you know, like had much more kind of hardcore influence, and way less of a pop sensibility to it. But yeah, I mean, that's you can listen to it. That we did put out one EP from that era, and then kind of had like a big break until we just put out that record last year. So I mean, there's been like a huge kind of evolution in all of that time in between to get to where we are now. But yeah, definitely quite a musical shift.
Yeah. Did you guys play a lot during, or like practice a lot during the pandemic, the shutdown time, the quarantine time, or
I think we kept it like pretty consistent. Like, you know, I think like everyone kind of was like almost like, okay, well, everyone's taking a break from almost everything for a while. But unfortunately, like right before the pandemic, we were about to finish our record. Like we were like so close to having it done. And then when it hit the fan,
right?
Then all of a sudden it took 2 years to finish the vocals, and but like we kept playing and writing in that time. But I feel like, you know, things in general just slowed down for everything. But yeah, I mean, we never completely stopped, which like honestly, like thank God we didn't. it was kind of the one thing keeping us sane for a while is just having like band practice once a week. But
right. Do you find the newer songs now since from a little bit different than from like 2 years ago, or you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, every time we, right, like everything kind of comes in seemingly kind of batches, and it's definitely always still very much in an evolutionary state because it's so collaborative and we all have pretty different influences
we don't hold ourselves to making sure we're making
a certain
sound.
Yeah, fair enough. So it's all organic kind of thing. So
very,
so
very much organic.
It could happen to your next one's heavy again. Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like I think like it's kind of like this organic band that I feel like I've ever like played and written in. Like I feel like it could really go anywhere. Like you get bored with one thing and then like try another thing.
Yeah.
Or try the old thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a hip-hop record. Just kidding. We won't do that. I'm sorry.
Where does the history-wise, where does the name of the band come from? Just a name.
A pawn shop.
Pawn shop.
Actually, a friend of ours had that sign. A friend of ours had us a light-up sign, Keith Gray, I remember. And then it's like, oh, that's
I just realized we brought our light-up sign. And we didn't set it up for the video cameras.
Oh.
We got to do it again.
Go back to it.
Sorry. Yeah.
Jays are getting torn down.
Yeah. It's not because all the gear is like on loan or anything. Or
no.
We're all very, very wealthy people. So we don't have any kind of trouble with credit or loans or anything like that. We're quite well off.
For a while in the beginning, we'd get comments on our posts a lot of people being like, we'll lend you $5,000.
Yeah, like spam. The problem with a band name like loans is like you get a lot of people being like, do you need a loaner? Can I get a loaner?
Perfect spot.
So that's all your Facebook, pretty much all your posts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's great. We're doing great.
Where do you think the band is going in the next little bit? Like, well, actually, I did promise people to ask about what's happening for Halloween. Are you much? Is that much happening? Does Abbotsford?
There's like a couple there's like a couple Halloween parties, but there isn't like a big Halloween show in Abbotsford this year. Usually there is. I don't know. Like it's like still feels post pandemic in a way. Like, but yeah, there's no like big Halloween show in Abbotsford. But
the popular thing here is the cover band.
Yeah, and you know, I know we've done that out there too.
Yeah, can't remember if it was for Halloween or not, but it seems like once a year, sans pandemic, we've played cover sets.
Last Halloween was we actually, minus Nitzia, did a Pixies cover set at the Adden Guard, which is kind of a weird community project where people like live, but they also like throw events and stuff.
Oh, sweet.
CCR, we did CCR 1 year with our old bass player, and then we did Rolling Stones with Nitzia too, a different year.
Yeah. If you have to, for your next one, maybe not this year, but you know, the next Halloween, what would you, what do you think?
I know we've talked about trying to do television.
That would be hard, but it'd be cool.
Yeah. It'd be very hard. Yeah. But or maybe like I don't know. The Replacements, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yellow River Boys.
Actually, we would definitely 100% do the Yellow River Boys. Probably play their album Urinal Street Station in full.
True.
So look out for that.
Keep your ear to the ground.
all right.
Not familiar?
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Look it up. Check it out. Look it up. Yeah, okay, yeah. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I have it queued up right now. Yeah.
Great. Right. Play it. Hot piss. Yeah. I broke my string trying to do it in soundcheck.
Yeah.
People love covers of everything.
Yeah.
At this point. Are you dress up kind of people? Costumes?
Like for Halloween?
Yeah, for Halloween.
Oh, hell yeah.
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 I mean, it's usually very last minute and pretty lazy, but.
But you don't want to be a dick. You don't want to be a dick at a party and show up when everyone's dressed up, and then you looks like you're too cool to.
No one likes those people. Yeah. So if you're one of those people,
shame on you.
Newsflash, your friends hate you.
Well, I guess I'm not going to any party this year.
Yeah. Oh, Ben. Yeah. You know what, Ben? You get a pass.
Yeah.
Well, you just need like a quick last minute. Like the problem with last minute is you need something. You know, you have to come up with something last minute, though, right?
Yeah, I think last year I did Ned Flanders, which was very lazy because I had a pink shirt and a green sweater, and then I just shaved my beard into a mustache. I don't even think half people didn't really get it.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. Boom.
But I think if you have, like, some sort of wardrobe that's slightly, or just wear, like, a tie backwards and
boom.
Wear your glasses, and then you just be like, I'm like,
there you go.
I'm like, or just make up some character. You know, you don't know. He's like,
you never read that book.
You never saw that anime?
Yeah.
I'm not an obscure character from that cartoon you've never heard of.
Yeah. So now we, on the show in the past, and we have been doing it anyways, we placed the little, games on the program. I think today we will, get the band.
We'll pass.
Well, too bad.
Too bad.
Okay.
It's like a Jeopardy kind of thing, or?
It's a little needed thing that we will do. And,
May I ask you what you're going for is Halloween?
I'm also very last minute. I have no idea. So this is why my plan is to ask my guests on the show and steal the idea.
Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still time to grow a mustache.
Yeah. We are going to play a little game called Would You Rather, but there's a little theme song to go with it first.
Man. Ooh, this game is just.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Literally like 30 minutes for me to get the cards out of the back. So yeah, I got a little stack of cards. Really classic game of Would You Rather from Random Deck of Cards. How it works is someone pick a card and maybe they can ask the rest of the band. There's sometimes multiple Would You Rather on them. Just pick one that...
So I just get to take a card?
Yep. And then feel free to ask your...
Can you cut the deck for me?
Anything you want. So like, they just ran, yeah.
And then I...
Full house.
And then I get to ask, do I look at it yet?
You can ask, It's not like, it's just no mystery. And just pick one.
Come on.
just pick one that you like, whatever. And
I'm asking these guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
And they're like, would you rather before or something?
Would you rather have eyeballs the size of golf balls or teeth the size of computer keys?
Wow.
Big teeth for sure.
I mean, are teeth really that far off from computer keys? Like, I mean.
Depends. If it's the space bar, no, you're screwed.
Oh.
But no, I just.
Yeah.
A regular key.
Down your eyeballs.
Let's just say regular. So, like, look at this keyboard here.
I'm going to say teeth. Teeth to keep.
Both of those might come with superpowers, too. Like, you might be able to eat things really well, or you might be able to see stuff if you have the odd big eyeballs. You can see stuff really far away.
Well, I'll go for eating things really well. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
And also, like, if you have teeth the size of keyboard. If you want to floss, it's only like a couple cracks you have to go through.
That's great news, right? Honestly, no one likes putting the effort into flossing. Yeah. It's a pain in
just
the
have
ass.
One space bar.
You don't need to floss at all. It's got two space bars.
Two space bars.
Yep, sure. Someone else pick out a card. Yeah. It's There's no winners and losers, but you know, unless
that's what they'll say.
Oh, just anyone.
Anyone you want.
Paying appearance.
It's whatever one that speaks to you. Some of them are really. I think some of these were. Kids stuff? Of these for kids stuff.
Let's get the adult version going.
Yeah.
Nitz will get back to us in a few.
Well, if you want, pick another card.
Sorry, I had to read them all. Would you rather be able to communicate fluently with all animals or automatically understand all foreign languages?
Foreign languages.
Yeah, foreign languages. I mean, the animal thing would be cool, but what do animals really have to say? I'm hungry. I need to go to the bathroom. I want to bite you. Yeah, I'm good. I'll stick with foreign languages.
But
oh.
Sorry, Ben.
No, okay. It's all right.
Be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck.
I'll take the neck.
You'll be good at shows.
You'll
be the guy at the Commodore with like.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
No one wants to stand. Yeah.
You're sitting lower.
Yeah,
you're on the floor.
Definitely, I can't find much good use for a trunk, so I'm gonna have to go with the neck.
Yeah. Unless you want to get in the way.
Unless you want to get like peanuts or something from far away.
Yeah.
Like, at the theater, just stealing people's popcorn from three rows down.
Honestly, that's messed up, man.
But then they'd know.
You'd even think that. That's messed up. You'd even say that.
Yeah.
The trunk sounds like a good idea.
That one felt too easy, but maybe not.
I like that for shows.
But driving with. Yeah, that would be tricky.
Driving would. But it would suck. It would almost suck with the trunk, too.
Yeah. But I guess you just have
hitting the brake and stuff.
I guess you just have to drive convertible. You have no choice.
That'd be all right. Yeah, in the rain.
Have a sunroof.
Okay, we got one here. Would you rather, while driving 70 miles per hour down the freeway, hear a noise and glance into the back seat to see a large live skunk arching its back and hissing at you, or look back and see a 4-foot alligator?
Skunk seems less deadly.
Yeah.
But more stinky.
I think alligator, because alligators aren't even...
4 foot's not even that big. I'd kick
that
alligator.
Check this out. Punch the brakes. What if you just punch the brakes?
I don't think so.
Boom.
I think
there it goes. There goes the alligator.
Into the front seat to bite your head off.
It's a convertible.
No, that was never mentioned.
We were just talking about convertibles.
That was never
mentioned. You got a draft neck. It's a convertible.
Never mentioned. And I know you ain't driving a convertible, so.
With a draft neck, that would be.
And it's alligator with thieves that's like keyboards or keys.
Yeah.
With keys.
Yeah.
I'm going for the alligator. I don't want to get my car all stinky. You can't get that stuff out.
Yeah.
I'd rather die.
I got a feeling that skunks could be vicious, too. I've never had an encounter.
Trapping a car. Yeah.
Just trapping a car. You stink and you're getting bit.
You're driving fast to boot.
Yeah, like there's a lot of unsafe things happening. I'm going to go alligator.
Perfect.
There you go.
And that is how we played Would You Rather.
Love it.
Good job, everyone. You've played a bunch of shows in the last month, it seems like.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. Yeah.
Do you got anything else coming up, or is it taking
a... No, we're taking a year break after.
Yeah.
Taking a year hiatus.
This is playing on this show is pretty much the peak of
most
bands.
Like, we were really looking for a Vancouver show, and well, this is pretty much as good as it's getting for us.
What is the any upcoming no shows?
Nothing actually booked. Like we've been sitting on like a batch of like half finished as per our style.
Yeah,
finished songs we played tonight.
Yeah, I mean we've been on a batch of. A bunch of new songs that still need just vocals and like whatever finishing touches. So I think after this radio show, we're going to go right home and we're going to get to work tonight.
In the next couple months.
In the next couple months to a year, we'll have those songs done. So I think we're going to probably take a break from playing up shows for a little bit, but whatever, we'll get back at it.
That's cool.
Gotta finish this record. Hey.
Yeah, no, that's how many songs are you thinking about? Or you have
seven?
Yeah.
Seven, yeah.
So I think we might split it up into maybe two EPs or we'll see, but we don't really exactly know what we're doing with it.
you don't have a name for it or anything?
Oh God, no. not even close.
You could be called a skunk or alligator.
Wait, no, sorry, Ben, let me correct myself.
What? Safe as milk, mayonnaise, and white bread. That's our working title right now.
Safe as?
Safe as milk, mayonnaise, and white bread.
Oh, what is that?
It's just the plainest item.
What is safe as milk, though?
Yeah.
It's a Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, okay. I was like, that sounds familiar. Yeah. That's already something.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. And so glad to have you being the first band, full band, like more than one piece, on the show since we got back for shows after taking off for like 2 years. So
yeah,
awesome. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
super stoked to,
that's
to
awesome.
Come back
and it sounded great, everything. Now that we know, we can have
thanks.
Yeah
thanks for letting us be your guinea pigs.
Thanks for letting us alone
to experiment. Anyways,
whatever. All right, let's shut her down.
This is
show's over.
This is gone way too far. Yeah, loans. How did they get a hold? Like Bandcamp is part of the best.
Yeah, Bandcamp, Instagram, loans, Twitter, that weird, crazy right wing social media site everyone's been talking about, and all the rest.
Perfect. Loans on Ciotero. Thanks so much for coming, and thanks Jay Arner for being the sound engineer.
Thanks, Jay.
Tonight.
Thanks, Jake.
This has been Knife from Thunderbird Radio. Hell, coming up next, very shortly at 11 o'clock, is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned. Thank you.